Our story today is called, How Do You Want to Be Remembered? More than a century ago, a man was reading his morning newspaper. To his surprise and horror, he read his name in the obituary column. The newspaper had mistakenly reported the death of the wrong person. He was understandably shocked to read the news about his departure. When he regained his composure, well, he read the article to find out what people had said about him. The obituary included sentences like, Dynamite King dies, and he was the merchant of death. The man was the inventor of dynamite, and when he read the words, merchant of death, he asked himself a question. Is this how I'm going to be remembered? He decided this was not the way he wanted to be remembered, and he decided to change. From that day on, he started working toward peace. His name was Alfred Nobel, and he's remembered today by the Nobel Prize. The Nobel Prize has been honoring men and women from all corners of the globe for outstanding achievements in physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and work for peace since 1901. The foundations for the prize were laid in 1895, when Alfred Nobel wrote his last will, leaving much of his wealth to the establishment of the Nobel Prize. Matthew 6:20-21. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.